Good morning, and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Saturday, April 13th. On today's show, a Dallas-area commercial contractor is set to build a 78K square foot home for a new company in Cedar Hill, and UK commercial property REIT shares cross above the 200-day moving average of $60.74. Plus, Boeing adds office space in Irving. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with some exciting news from the Dallas area. A commercial contractor, La Fuente Framing, a minority-led enterprise providing services for multifamily and commercial construction projects, has filed plans for a 78,000-square-foot office and warehouse in Cedar Hill. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about this new project?
This is a significant development for Southern Dallas. Jonathan La Fuente, the owner and president of La Fuente Framing based in Grand Prairie, is investing $8 million to construct a new headquarters for his latest venture called Texas Truss. This company will manufacture wood frame products commonly used in residential and commercial building. The project is slated to begin in May at a site on Edgefield Way in Cedar Hill. Nationwide Construction has been tapped as the design firm.
And this project seems well-timed, given the growth trends in that part of the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex, correct? Cedar Hill has seen quite a bit of development activity lately.
Absolutely. Cedar Hill is benefiting from the rapid population and business growth across the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Major homebuilders like Lennar Corp. are active there, with a subsidiary currently constructing a 246-home subdivision. And just last year, Republic Property Group completed a 158-unit build-for-rent residential project in Cedar Hill. So this new commercial development by La Fuente is yet another sign of the area's economic momentum.
What's the timeline for completing construction on this new manufacturing and office facility?
According to the filing, La Fuente expects the project to take about 9 months. So if groundbreaking begins as planned in May, the 78,000-square-foot building could be ready to open by early 2024. This will enable Texas Truss to start producing wood framing components to supply the ongoing residential and commercial construction boom across Texas and the southern U.S.
The new Texas Truss manufacturing plant is set to become an important part of the supply chain for the region's red-hot construction market. Thank you for that update. Shifting our focus across the pond, UK Commercial Property REIT, also known as UKCM, saw its stock price rise above its 200-day moving average during Friday's trading session. The REIT's shares closed at 66.80 pence, with over 1.2 million shares changing hands. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. Can you give us some background on UKCM and its recent performance?
Certainly, David. UK Commercial Property REIT is one of the largest diversified REITs in the UK and is a component of the FTSE 250 index. As of June 30, 2023, the company had a net asset value of £1.1 billion. The REIT's stock has been trading above its 50-day and 200-day moving averages, which stand at 66.1 pence and 60.74 pence, respectively. This suggests a positive sentiment among investors.
What can you tell us about the company's financial metrics and recent dividend announcement?
UKCM has a market capitalization of £868.40 million and a price-to-earnings ratio of 47.41. The company's beta value of 0.35 indicates that its stock is less volatile than the overall market. In terms of liquidity, UKCM has a quick ratio of 2.58 and a current ratio of 2.46. The REIT also has a debt-to-equity ratio of 21.40. Recently, the company announced a dividend of 0.85 pence per share, which was paid on February 29th to stockholders of record on February 15th. This translates to a dividend yield of 1.33%.
As a REIT, UK Commercial Property REIT is required to distribute a significant portion of its income to shareholders. How does the company's dividend yield compare to other REITs in the market?
While a dividend yield of 1.33% may seem attractive to income-seeking investors, it is important to compare it with other REITs in the market. Some REITs may offer higher yields, while others may prioritize capital appreciation. Investors should also consider factors such as the sustainability of the dividend, the company's growth prospects, and the overall health of the commercial real estate market before making investment decisions.
Thank you for that insight on UK Commercial Property REIT's navigation of the evolving commercial real estate market. Shifting gears to another major player in a different industry, Boeing is expanding its presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The aerospace giant has leased an additional 50,000 square feet of office space in Irving to house employees for its global services supply chain division. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So Boeing already has a major presence in the region, right?
That's right, David. Boeing's Global Services Division, which handles maintenance, repairs, and other aftermarket services for its commercial and defense customers, is actually headquartered nearby in Plano. The company has been growing this business segment significantly in recent years. This new office space in Irving will support the continued expansion of Boeing's Supply Chain Center of Excellence for this division.
And this is prime real estate that Boeing is taking over.
Indeed, this is Class A office space located in the desirable Las Colinas area of Irving. The building Boeing is moving into, Freeport Business Center 1, was just renovated last year with upgrades to the lobby and common areas. Las Colinas has long been a major corporate hub in the Metroplex.
Boeing has had an interesting history with the Dallas area. Didn't the company consider moving its corporate headquarters here at one point?
Boeing did seriously consider Dallas for its corporate headquarters back in 2001 when it was relocating from Seattle, but the company ultimately chose Chicago instead. More recently, though, Boeing moved its headquarters again, this time to Arlington, Virginia, to be closer to Washington, D.C., and many of its defense customers and regulators.
The Global Services Division in particular seems to be an important part of Boeing's business. Is that right?
Absolutely. In fact, the Global Services Division has served as a key training ground for some of Boeing's top executives in recent years. Stan Deal, who has been leading Boeing's Commercial Airplanes Division, came from Global Services. He's retiring soon. And Stephanie Pope, who was just promoted to be Boeing's Chief Operating Officer and head of the Commercial Airplanes Business, also has a background in Global Services. So this is definitely a high-priority area for Boeing.
Very interesting. Well, it seems clear that Boeing remains committed to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, even as it shifts more resources to the East Coast. Thanks for that update. In other commercial real estate news, a major industrial property sale has taken place in Boynton Beach, Florida. Boynton Logistics Center, a complex of three warehouses, has sold for $36 and $25 million, according to Cushman & Wakefield. For more details on this transaction, we now turn to our commercial real estate correspondent. What can you tell us about this property and the sale?
This was a significant sale of a large industrial complex in a very tight market. Boynton Logistics Center spans nearly 200,000 square feet across three buildings on 8 acres. The buildings were constructed between 2000 and 2017 and feature high ceilings of 30 to 36 feet, making them attractive for logistics and distribution uses. The seller was Elion Partners, EV1230 LLC, and the buyer was VK Acquisition Vies LLC, a subsidiary of Venture One Real Estate.
And how does the sale price compare to when the property last traded? It seems industrial real estate values have climbed substantially in recent years.
You're absolutely right, David. The complex last sold in 2020 for $25.85 million, according to property records. So in under 3 years, the value jumped over $10 million, or about 40%. On a per square foot basis, this most recent sale came out to $183 per square foot, a strong number that reflects the desirability of industrial space in South Florida right now.
What else can you tell us about the market fundamentals and dynamics in this particular area?
Palm Beach County as a whole has seen its industrial vacancy rate tighten to just 4.3%, as of the fourth quarter of 2023, according to Cushman & Wakefield. But in the Boynton Beach submarket where this property is located, the vacancy rate is even lower at a razor-thin 1.7%. There's an incredible amount of demand for this type of space and very little available supply, which is putting upward pressure on rents and values. The buyer clearly sees an opportunity to capitalize on those strong fundamentals.
And it seems this deal is part of a broader trend of robust industrial property sales activity in South Florida, correct? There was another major trade just this week.
That's right. Powerline Commerce Park, a three-building complex in neighboring Broward County, sold for $18.1 million. At nearly 80,000 square feet, it's a smaller property, but demonstrates the consistent demand for well-located industrial space. Cushman & Wakefield, which brokered the Boynton Logistics Center sale, said it was a tremendous opportunity for the buyer Venture One to establish a significant foothold in this highly sought-after market.
It will be interesting to see if more of these major industrial deals continue to take place, especially if economic headwinds start to impact the commercial real estate market. Thanks for your insights on this transaction and the broader landscape in South Florida. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.